Welcome back to Right Side. It is the last hour of the day. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP, and we are so glad you're here. Glad for your fabulous text, very wise insights, and just to hear from you. We appreciate it. So far, it's kind of been one giant conversation rolled into another from the Trump MTG beef. We've talked about, we didn't even really go to the Tucker Trump situation. We mainly talked about what's going on with the Republican Party and MAGA in general, and is it still a thing? We've covered the PBS, our governor, what's going on there. And it kind of dovetails because it's really all about education and specifically our kids, because our kids are the ones, when they're little, they're watching PBS in the morning before we go off and do whatever it is we're going to do. But we are joined by somebody right now who has something to announce, and it has everything to do with education. So we would love to welcome our guest, Kathy Bradford. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great, Amy Beth. Thank you so much.
So we, especially Allison, knows you well from her local organization and for the work that you've done. But Allison tells me something special about you, and that is that you are very passionate about what you're about to announce. Could you tell us about that? And then we'll dive into a couple of questions that we have for you.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So my name's Kathy Bradford, and I am running for State Board of Education, District 6. And I'm sure Allison has alluded to the fact that I'm very passionate about education and that I just want to make sure that our kids in Alabama are getting what they need every day.
You've been in the classroom for how long, Kathy?
About 26 years, actually.
And what grades?
19 years here in Alabama.
So 19 years in Alabama, you've been around long enough to remember the good old days and how we used to do things old school.
Yeah, that is true.
What has changed? What are you seeing in the classroom, and what is your motivation? What made you want to jump into this race? Because honestly, I always say no normal, good, rational person wants to run for political office. But if we don't have normal, good, rational people running, then nothing ever changes. So I appreciate what you're doing. But why now? What has prompted you to get into this race?
Well, my platform really consists of three things. And first is a back to basics, where there's solid academics, clear expectations, and letting the teachers actually teach. And that kind of segues into my second point, which is there's a lot of time these days spent in the classroom on mental health issues. And I am strongly of the opinion that schools should be gateways to mental health services and not the providers of it. And teachers in the classroom these days are spending a lot of time away from their curriculum, away from what they're supposed to be teaching, and working on literally things that, in my opinion, counselors and trained counselors should be working on.
So what does that look like in the classroom then? Because I think people may hear a lot about mental health, but they don't know what that means specifically that takes place in today's classroom.
Yeah, so we have lessons that we do in the classrooms weekly that take our time away from the curriculum that we're supposed to be teaching. And most of them, I know the state requires the districts to have programs that include social-emotional learning teachings. And so the different schools have gone out and purchased different social-emotional learning programs.
Oh, dear.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Kathy got whisked away.
She did get whisked away. It's probably the NSA.
Yeah, it might be KAV. She's saying, shut it down. Oh, gosh. Okay, hopefully we'll get
We're going to work to get her back on.
Yeah. Okay. I love where she's going with that.
Me too.
Oh, there you are. She's there.
I think we just got her back. Kathy, we lost you for a second. Sorry there. But I think we're back now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what I was saying is that we spend time every week on social emotional learning programs. And the state mandates that our schools in Alabama, they mandate that we purchase the programs, but that we teach from these different programs, and they're not specified by the state, the programs that we're supposed to use. But unfortunately, the programs that are available to us out there are not programs that reflect Alabama's conservative values. And so those are the programs that are being taught in our classrooms.
I have a question along those lines, and sure. We have so many more things that we could talk to you about, but this whole subject about mental health coordinators in our schools and social emotional learning and really kind of the manipulation of kids could probably be a whole podcast or a whole show, but I'm curious what you think. Several years ago, when we were bringing social emotional learning and mental health coordinators to Alabama, one of the things that myself and actually two other people did was the very last day we put in a provision where you had to opt in. The first in the country, it was an opt-in to receive these mental health. It was everything from like group therapy to seminars to one-on-one counseling. So parents had an option to opt in instead of opt out. It was a whole thing in the state, but I still stand by that was one of the best decisions we made, because increasingly daddy government is starting to take over the development and the raising of our children. Do you feel like that program that we have spent a ton of money on as a state is helping or hurting? Do you see benefits of it coming out of the classroom?
I honestly do not. We see it every year when, as soon as we teach a bullying lesson, the kids claim that they're being bullied. Or as soon as we teach a suicide prevention lesson, kids claim that either they are or they know someone who has threatened to commit suicide. So really what we're doing, in my opinion, is we're putting those ideas in the kids' minds, and they're not prepared for those kind of conversations yet. Or they should be conversations that should be had between them and their parents and not us at school.
So pivoting, but an equally important point that you brought up is you mentioned getting teachers and allowing them to teach once again. Tell me more about that.
Well, again, we spend a lot of time in our classrooms on the social emotional learning programs and not enough time on our curriculum. Our classrooms, in my opinion, are, as far as class size goes, that was another thing I wanted to bring up, is our classrooms, we've got 28, 29, 30 kids in a classroom, and it's just far too many. So our classroom sizes need to be smaller, so that we can focus on, you know, the children in the classroom. I was just recently reading our Alabama report card, and in my district here alone, there are two schools that have the same poverty rate, but one has a classroom's average size of 15 and another has nearly 30 in the classroom. And of course, the school with a classroom size of 15 scored significantly higher on the report card.
How do you feel about the RAISE Act that was passed in the legislature this past session, how they're going to reallocate funds for students?
Refresh me on that.
So basically they're using, right now it's the foundation program of how they appropriate funding for schools. It's basically the same number across the board from the state. It's just a number. You know, you've got 2,000 right. students, you get this much per student. Well, now the RAISE Act, and it's funny that a lot of people aren't familiar with this. I didn't even know that this passed, but they're going to recalibrate how they give money to different school systems based on need. And a lot of what they focused on is the need for supporting ESL, English as a second language, and those students that are here. There's a discussion to be had, but I don't love that it seems like reading through the material that a lot of these schools that are high achieving will somewhat be neglected in terms of they won't be able to be to have and be given as much money as the other schools. And we see that especially in Shelby County where we are, our school is kind of like the star school of the county. And it's funny, we almost get we get the short end of the stick on some of the things because all the resources and all the attention goes to the other schools. And I don't know if you, maybe you can come back on sometime to talk about that, but I think we've got some things backwards, not to mention the textbooks.
Yeah. Oh, good grief.
And I don't even know if we have time to get into the textbook issue, but.
Yeah. I would love to come back and talk with you about that because I can say just from a teaching point of view that there are kids in the classrooms that aren't getting what they need because of other children in the classroom. A lot of us feel that we're missing the middle of the road average students, because we're constantly spinning our time, and not that those kids don't deserve an education, they do, of course, but we're really struggling in the classrooms these days with the different populations in the classrooms, I guess you could say.
Mm. Wow, Kathy, thank you for making this announcement today. And we would love to have you back and to talk about a couple of other things. And I know we have time, but where can people find out more about you and about your campaign?
Well, I have a website. It is KathyBradfordForStateBoard.com. And on the website, it links to my Facebook and my Instagram page. And so I would love for people to follow me there and learn more about me. And I just can't say enough how strongly I feel about running for this position. You know, we need to take back our state and our country and ensure that this next generation.
Did she know we had to go to a break?
I bet she did.
Look at Kathy go. She's a pro. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for coming on. We will take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.